Blog Talk Radio.
Who still held firm to the myth that
Jurgen Pagonis was the descendant of Greek clefts that raided the hills of the northern Spirades. It's said in certain circles that his grandmother was one of the fiercest brigands upon the mount, with a particular taste for Macedonian wine, song, and hard justice. As a boy, Jurgen's father often boasted of his direct lineage, claiming that his mother had once strangled a former Tunisian pasha with her bare hands after a long storm in Corfu. As a man, Jurgen was a braggart, yes, but refrained from drinking alcohol in public. Being one who was constantly assessing his outward appearance and taking exceptional offense to both minor and impersonal infractions, Jurgen led a relatively secluded life, dedicated to study and enlightenment, taking only necessary, finely calculated risks whenever possible, avoiding the circumstances that would give rein to such decision-making at all costs. He eventually acquired his master's degree in accounting, control, and finance from the University of Geneva before finding employment and taking up residence in the south of Liechtenstein along the east bank of the Rhine. In the small village of Balzers, he fell in love with his position as internal audit manager for Orlikon Balzers, a company specializing in the production of plasma-enhanced wear protection coatings, improving mechanical components and performance of forming and cutting tools. And he excelled very quickly at the position, proving to be a very effective assessor of company overhead and liability in a reasonably short span of time. At night, Jurgen would shake the variables of the day from his attention, deducting their significance from his worries, weighing the impact of their validity. He would stare blankly from his open front door at the Gutenberg Castle on the largest hill of the village. Sometimes he would imagine his ancestors charging down the mountainside with blood-curdling epiphanies and malevolent intentions, his grandmother ahead of the mob with a torch in one hand and the head of an Ottoman sultan in the other. If he concentrated hard enough, he could even hear a long-forgotten kleftico, a song about the rise of sheep and the systematic murder of 1,000 Turkish corsairs during the revolution, rising through the halls of the castle, an invigorating sweet wind that would crack the effigy of Mars von Gutenberg forever asleep in the National Museum. During his third spring in Balzers, Jurgen set out among the villagers during the Fuchenstag, a ritual sending the preceding winter months into oblivion with the burning likeness of the Fuchenhex, the bonfire witch, providing a reasonably entertaining array of masks and firework displays for his idle amusement. After his neighbor's encouragement, and per old tradition, Jurgen joined in celebration with a group of men from Malls, while they made their way about the pub, stepping in to share their respective stories and poking fun at local authority figures of the community, all in lighthearted jest, of course. But such was not the case with Jurgen. As the night progressed and fully engrossed in the festivities, Jurgen soon forgot his firm stance against open alcohol and consumption, succumbing to the pressure of his newfound peers. The prospect of being considered an introverted personality became completely unbearable for him. So when one of the boys suggested they make a pilgrimage to an obscure street and stir a good sport with some Albanian refugees, some of which Jurgen recognized as lower-level Orlikon employees, he saw no reason in refusing and accepted their proposal with little to no haste. One of the men happened to be a janitor on Jurgen's floor, as he had seen the quote-unquote outsider frequenting the hallways collecting rubbish from the wastebaskets. The two even seemed to recognize each other as the gang drew closer. Greetings were shared with sly nods, and there was a subtle tinge of impending disaster when the Albanians huddled closer upon approach. Suddenly there was a knife in Jurgen's hand, and everyone's voices were raised to an incomprehensible level. A short scuffle ensued, and when the crowd finally dispersed, the Albanian janitor lay at his feet, bleeding profusely from a gaping hole in his armpit. During the transport to Strafanstalt Paschwitz, Jurgen lost the count of the hours spent before this very moment. He could not piece together the preceding night, but was quite aware of the mob's embellishment of his actions. Seeping further in, the entire scenario played out in slow motion with exceptionally detailed illustrations against the whites of his eyes. The janitor's blood at the cusp of his sleeve, the delicate penetration of the blade, the horrified, misunderstanding glare in the left eye of his victim, and the reflection cast back from the iris. But Jurgen Pagonis no longer heard the songs of the cleft hillsmen, nor envisioned his ravenous grandmother peacocking around the campfires of her brethren, regaling them with poems of her conquests and bounty. Staring now only at his restrained ankles and wrists, Jurgen Pagonis no longer recognized his once proud, enduring face in the shackles' reflection. His Orlikon associates were informed of the reasoning for his unexplained absence via the resultant news story. right on. That was Paladine or Paladin with Get One Together. Really funky track, 1972. So you guys should definitely educate yourselves on that. You guys are listening to DBTCR-FM. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. And yes, the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is still closed to repairs. Got some great shit on the show tonight, actually. I know I say that every weekend, but I think this week is actually about less quantity, more quantity. And that's exactly what we're going to try to achieve tonight with Adam Freeland. Of course, we got the Maytels, TRS-80, as well as Africa, Islam, and the Zulu Kings, Black Mill, much more. All that great shit going on tonight. I feel like we've already taken up a lot of time, and we might as well go ahead and jump into our first track of the evening. I think what we're going to go with is, I already mentioned him, we got two appearances from Mr. Adam Freeland tonight. Really, really cool DJ from the UK. I believe this first one we're going to play is called Burn the Clock. You guys are listening to Draconian Vampire Tunnel. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. We'll be right back.
Since it is her funeral and all, I will try to say 10 nice things about her. Even though she was always a complete bitch to the waitress, she was an animal lover who could not resist the unconditional love of an incontinent purebred lap-sized rescue dog with a high-pitched bark.
Word up. Adam Freeland, Burn the Clock. Really tight shit there. As I mentioned, DJ out of the UK. I believe he was actually one half of a group called Tsunami One. Really great shit, actually. Those guys are fucking tight. Remind me a lot of, like, DJ Crush, DJ Shadow, all that great stuff. Adam Freeland will be making an appearance later on in the night, but that's neither here nor there right now. He'll be around, definitely. Whew. Most def, man. Dubstep, trance, trip-hop, drum beat, drum and bass, fusion. I don't know, man. All these labels floating around anymore with, like, music and everything like that, I kind of feel like Robin Williams and Moscow Hudson standing in the bread aisle, just freaking out on all the different selections. Yeah. Maybe you guys have seen that. Moscow what? Oh, is it Moscow on the Hudson? I'm just going to call it Moscow Hudson. Okay, all right. Draconian Vampire Research Team has told me that it's actually Moscow on the Hudson. I am actually an illiterate bastard, and, you know, I can't read, so I just watch the movies, and I put two and two together. In any case, we've got the Maytals coming up. Perhaps you've heard of them, perhaps you haven't. Maytals, maybe you guys have heard of Toots and the Maytals. That's probably the more recognizable nomenclature for these guys. But the name of the song, nonetheless, is My Destination. And I have to tell you that I've been jamming the fuck out on this song lately. And it's kind of like a ritual for me. I just wake up in the morning and I put on this song and it gets me amped. Hopefully it'll do the same for you. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
right. This is your Literary Underground newsfeed for September 18th and 19th of 2012, brought to you, of course, by The Literary Underground. You guys can always go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your draconian vampire information, as well as information about your mother's medicine cabinet and Zygote MI Radio, which I hear is coming right back on Thursday. Awesome stuff. Really excited for that. Today's news feed is actually about Modus Operandi, issue number, I believe, is it 24 or 42? I can't really remember. I am dyslexic as well as illiterate. But yeah, the new issue is out. Really great stuff in there, of course, by Mark A.G. Sinclair, Nuovo Flamingo, Sean McMeets, back with music reviews, as well as Curtis B. Washington laying it down, as only Curtis B. Washington can. In order to get your hands on that, unfortunately, Mr. Perky has taken down the Modus Operandi fanzine page on Blogspot, so there's no way to get in touch with him there. But you can always look Stephen Perky up on Facebook. Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, sort of like the younger, distant brother that I never know. And Perky, P-U-R-K-E-Y, per, like a cat, and key, as in open the motherfucking door, Stephen Perky. Also on the news feed tonight, I do want to go ahead and mention that coming very soon is a new online, possibly print publication coming out. Per myself and Mr. Dustin Holland, formerly chief editor of Guerrilla Pamphlets, called Cleft Jaw. You guys should definitely check that out. We will be accepting at least 3 to 5 poems and prose pieces in the future, no more than 1,500 words, of course. You guys can always send any sort of inquiries or anything like that to Cleft Jaw. K as in King, L-E-F as in Frank, T as in Tom, at gmail.com for all sort of correspondence about that. As I mentioned, we're just getting it off the ground, but it's something that we hope to really get concentrated on here in the near future. Right now, though, we have to stick with the present. And what better thing to do to stick with the present and to play TRS-80. Perhaps you guys are familiar with the term TRS-80. It was a very popular calculator back in the day. Maybe some of you are too young to remember calculators, but there was a time that there were calculators. TRS-80, the name of the song is Naturescent. Right here, Draconian Vampire Tunnel is close to repairs. We've got 30 minutes left of live streaming. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808.
Let the Radio Shack TRS-80 put the world of color computing into your home. Instant loading program packs turn any color TV into an exciting game arcade. And there's more. The color computer is an educational aid, a home management tool, an up-to-the-minute electronic information service. The programmable, expandable TRS-80 color computer from $399 only at Radio Shack, the biggest.
when she wasn't all smacked out on pain pills and low-carb Michelob. Sometimes she told stories about her pregnant 12-year-old students that she taught English to. After her retirement, she mostly told stories about the dog's cataracts and the assisted living area she built around the pool so he wouldn't fall in and drown.
TRS-80. Name of that song was Naturescent. Chicago trio with common desire to write, perform music with real drums and synthesizers, and actually performed their last show in 2005. 2005, their music was actually featured twice in CSI. What the fuck? For real?
Yeah.
Draconian Vampire research team hands me these facts sometimes, and I'm like, really? Awesome. And, of course, they were actually in an international Coca-Cola ad campaign. Bravo, TRS-80. CSI, and was it CSI in Miami or just regular CSI?
CSI.
Just regular CSI. Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Right on. CSI and Coca-Cola. That's the American dream right there. Everybody wants to be a phlebotomist or a crime scene investigator, if you will.
Or
just
do music for the commercials.
And that's what TRS-80 did. Another American success story. Amen. God bless America, and vote Romney 2012. What the fuck? I feel so bad about that now. I feel so bad about playing that now. In any case, I'm going to try to make it up to you guys. This is Africa Islam. Perhaps you guys are familiar with him. This is actually a gentleman that you may have... I don't know if you guys have actually seen the movie Breakin', but that movie kicks fucking ass. It's there's some very strange elements in there. Hopefully you're not homophobic. If you are, you're not going to like that movie. But if you're not, you probably will. It's really actually, it's very reminiscent of the era. 80s, Breakin', Venice Beach, Breakin' on the Boardwalk. They got a boardwalk in Venice Beach, right? They got a boardwalk there, yeah. Okay, cool. Africa and the Zulu Kings. The name of this song is actually Cars. We'll be right back.
Hey!
official B-boy crew of the Zulu Nation, 1973, Africa, Islam, and the Zulu Kings. It's actually one of the beginnings of Mr. Well, he's not on CSI, but he's actually on Law & Order, Mr. Ice-T. That's fucked up, man. What's all the rappers going on, motherfucking, like, crime investigation shows and shit? What the hell is up with that? Oh, I'm going to have my Draconian Vampire research team look into this a little bit further. Big shout out to Stabby McHugs. Not sure who the fuck that is, but they were in the chat room, and Stabby McHugs, I don't know what's up with that name, but, you know, if you like to hug people and stab them at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Just don't try to hug me, motherfucker. That's all I got to say. Shit. Where do we go after this? What do you think? Draconian Vampire research team has actually informed me that the live streaming feed on the internet has actually dropped out on one of our Mac stations here within the Route 66 studio basement studio. Really got to get this dyslexia checked out. But in the meantime, Black Mill is the name of the group, DJ artist, featuring Vila. Name of this song is Let It Be. Right here, Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Yeah, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
always said, if you can't see anything nice, then don't say anything at all. At her granddaughter's volleyball games, because she was hard of hearing and had no filter whatsoever, everyone heard her when she said, "Number 11 sure is a little chunky, isn't she?"
Woo! Man. Black Mill featuring Vila, Let It Be. Love that shit, man. I love, a little trance feel to that and a little dubstep. Kids are onto something these days, you know? I can't believe I'm saying that these days. Yeah. I'm going to try to keep up, though. What else we got? Oh, all right, here we go. Scream with a K. Name of the next artist. Name of the song is called Rutin, which I believe is Swedish, maybe? I don't know, man. To be honest with you guys, I had somebody check in at the hostel. There's a couple people from Sweden. And I've done this a couple times. I've had people check in that were from Sweden. And I know a little Swedish. I can speak a little bit, not very much at all. But I can, you know, do basic greetings and what have you. And I've, you know, greeted them in their native language. And sometimes the reception is, you know, surprising, and they're like, "Oh, wow, yeah, okay, cool, Jagmardu," and I'm like, you know, Jagmastakisa, and all that other good stuff, and, you know, they're pretty surprised about it and happy that they see Americans speaking Swedish, and then other times they look at you like you're a douchebag for trying to speak their language, because obviously you're butchering it, and you're not doing it any sort of justice. Maybe that's the situation with you. I don't know if you know Swedish or not. Maybe you know Russian. Maybe you know Albanian. Maybe you know Spanish. Espanola. See? Ah, see. Je m'appelle Frankie Metro, and this is Draconia Vampire Tunnel. His closer repairs. Coming up next, we got Scream with Rutin. We'll be right back.
the time of the night when everyone knows who's got to split and in which direction is going. See, Casey in the hood? He doesn't know Herbie, the kid's getting up next day. But to get it going, he's got to start up some bullshit conversation and keep it going until he gets past the split.
Sounds like so bad. Can't hold it.
Smash that particular voice in my head as if I were a sadistic farmer and I had a hammer and a kitten in the bag.
Scream, motherfuckers, scream. That was actually Scream with a K. Namely, that song is Rootin, and I believe there's actually a little bonus on there. Yeah, okay. British ladies telling me we've got 60 seconds left. Phone's telling me it's going to die. What we're going to do is go ahead and try to close out the show. Last two songs of the evening. Maybe. Yeah, we're going to close out the show. Last two songs of the evening. First up is The Blue Angel Lounge, LSD, and Search for God. It's first track. Second track, Adam Freeland, Wish I Was Here. All those coming up right next. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is always closed for repairs, but always open for admission. Catch you guys next week. Yeah. Peace.
Hey.
What up, fool?
Dude, I just got out on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Right on, brother. Do you got a cigarette?
Nah, dude. Sorry.
You remember that time we jacked off in the shower at the same time?
Simone, I was fucked up on that toilet wine.
You sure you don't got a cigarette?
Nah, I got some spice, though.
obviously there needs to finally be a point of telling this awful story where I realize that I am not Tracy Lord's pimp, and that I'm a 39-year-old woman and no longer a severely disturbed 15-year-old who you wouldn't want to be friends with your daughter.
Thinking of Sneetches.
Sneetches, did you say Sneetches?
Yes. Now the star-bellied Sneetches had bellies with stars. But the plain-bellied Sneetches had none upon Mars. No stars on their bellies, no stars upon ours. Now, those stars weren't so big. They were really quite small. You would think such a thing wouldn't matter at all. But because they had stars, all the star-belly Sneetches would brag.
We're the best kind of Sneetch on the beaches.
With their snoots in the air, they would sniff and they'd snort. They'd have nothing to do with a plain belly sort.
Ronald, remember, when you are out walking, you walk past a Sneetch of that type without talking. Keep your snoot in the air and remember to snort. We have no truck whatever with the plain bellied sort.
When the star-belly children went out to play ball, could a plain belly get in the game? Not at all. You only could play if your bellies had stars, and the plain belly children had none upon theirs.
Yeah, your belly's got no stars.
Twinkle, stupid little star.
If there's one upon you, tell me that's a yummy, you're my jummy.
If there
isn't. You're a crummy, plummy, gummy, bummy, dummy.
Better find likewise to daddy and your mummy. Twinkle, twinkle, lovely little star.
Twink, twink, twinkle, twinkle, stupid little star.
When the Starbelly Sneetches had Frankfurter roasts, or picnics, or parties, or marshmallow toasts, they never invited the Plainbelly Sneetches. They left them out cold in the dark of the beaches.
From the heights of Mooba Mooba to the gullies of Gazoo, there is nobody else who has one. We're the favorite few who do.
And so a toast, raise your marshmallow stick. A toast, raise your Goodfellow stick. And toast the glorious gimmick that makes us what we are. Sound off and let the welcome ring in praise of our exclusive thing. A toast, raise your marshmallow stick. A toast, raise your Goodfellow stick. A toast, you belly star.
They kept them away, never let them come near. That's how they treated them year after year. They got snubbed, they got snooted, their bottoms got booted, while the star-bellied Sneetches all taunted and hooted.
They just are not suited. No stars upon bars.
Then one day, it seems, while the plain-bellied Sneetches were moping and doping alone on the beaches, just sitting there, wishing their bellies had stars, a stranger approached in the strangest of cars.
My friends, I have seen they've been treating you mean. My name is Sylvester McMonkey McBean. I know precisely why you're so unhappy, and that I can fix. I'm the fix-it-up Chappie. Prices are low, and I work with great speed, and my work is 100% guaranteed. By my new patent process of polar potoxis, of the inner subnuclear noose bomb Nogoxis, you'll get a star like the star-bellied Sneetch for the mere paltry payment of $3 each.
A star? Here?
Yes, my friend, there. And the first to go through gets the trip at half fare. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It works!
Yeah! It works!
We are faced with a most awkward dilemma. We're the true star bellies. We had them first. We're still the best Sneetches, and they're still the worst.
Yeah.
But how are we going to prove it? Which is which? I can't tell us apart.
Let me through. Excuse me. Step aside, please. Thank you. You don't know me, my friends, but calm down if you can. I'm here to help the original star belly clan. Those upstarts, it's true, now have stars just like you. But follow me, my friends, and you know what I'll do. I'll make you again the best Sneetches on the beaches. And all it will cost you is $10 each.
Mm-hmm.
stars, my dear friends, are no longer in style, and I'll have yours off in a very short while in my wondrous machine which eradicates stars. Then you won't look like Sneetches who have them on bars.
Eradicates these?
Eradicates these with the greatest of ease, provided you pay your $10, if you please.
Here's 10 for the boy and 10 for me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
How distinctive.
How exclusive.
Now we know who is who, and there isn't a doubt. The best kind of sneeches are sneeches without the old-fashioned custom of walking about. With stars on your belly, it's O-U-P out. Abdominal stars we cannot abide. Abdominal stars are abominable.
Then, of course, those with stars all got frightfully mad. To be wearing a star now was frightfully bad. Then, of course, old Sylvester McMonkey McBean invited them into his star-off machine. Thank you. Thank you. Then, of course, from then on, as you probably guessed, things really got into a horrible mess. All the rest of that day, on those wild, screaming beaches, the fix-it-up chappie kept fixing up Sneetches. Off again, on again, in again, out again. Through the machines, they raced round and about again, changing their stars every minute or two. They kept paying money. They kept running through until neither the plane nor the star bellies knew whether this one was that one, or that one was this one, or which one was what one, or what one was who. Then, when every last cent of their money was spent, the fix-it-up chap packed up, and he went. And he laughed as he drove his car up the beach. They never will learn. No, you can't teach a Sneetch. But McBean was quite wrong. I am happy to say that the Sneetches got really quite smart on that day. That day they decided that Sneetches are Sneetches, and no kind of Sneetch is the best on the beaches. That day all the Sneetches forgot about stuff, and whether they had one or not upon the
A toast, raise your marshmallow stick. A toast, raise your good fellow stick. A toast to the silly gimmick kick that we have here and there. Sound off and let the welkin ring.
So what to your star-spangled thing?
A toast, raise your marshmallow stick. A toast, raise your good fellow stick. And poo-poo, poo to your belly star.